कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी गायो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जायो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जायो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अश्रोतर्षद श्री श्रीमान इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल्ड कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड व्यासदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। प्राकल्प विषयां एतां प्राकल्प विषयां एतां स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा नह्येष व्यवधात् काल नह्येष व्यवधात् काल एष सर्वनिराकृतिः एष सर्वनिराकृतिः। प्राकल्पविषयां एतां स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमां नह्येष व्यवधात् काल एष सर्वनिराकृतिः। प्राकल्पविषयां एतां स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा नह्येष व्यवधात् काल एष सर्वनिराकृतिः। स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा प्राकल्प विषयाभेता स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा न हेष व्यवधात् एष सर्वनिराकृतिः कल्प विषयाभेता स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा एष व्यवधात् एष सर्वनिराकृतिः माताजी विषयान्येता स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा एष व्यवधात् एष सर्वनिराकृतिः प्राक् प्रायर कल्प द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ ब्रह्मास डे विषयां सब्जेक्ट मैटर एतां ऑल दीज स्मृतिम रिमेम्बरेंस ते योर मुनि सत्तम ओ ग्रेट सेज न नॉट ही सर्टनली एषः ऑल दीज व्यवधान मेड एनी डिफरेंस कालः कोर्स ऑफ टाइम एषः ऑल दिस सर्व ऑल निराकृतिः एनाइलेशन Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O great sage, time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it that this subject matter, which happened prior to this day of Brahma, is still fresh in your memory, undisturbed by time? Purport. As spirit is not annihilated, even after the annihilation of the material body, so also spiritual consciousness is not annihilated. Sri Narada developed the spiritual consciousness even when he had his material body in the previous kalpa. Consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body. This consciousness is inferior, destructible, and perverted. But super consciousness of the supra mind in the spiritual plane is as good as the spirit soul and is never annihilated. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कया मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। प्राकल्प विषयान हितां स्मृतिं ते मुनिसत्तमा नहि एष व्यवधात काल एष सर्व निराकृतिः। ओ ग्रेट सेज, टाइम एनिहिलेट्स एवरीथिंग इन ड्यू कोर्स। सो हाउ इज इट दैट दिस सब्जेक्ट मैटर व्हिच हैपेंड प्रायर टू दिस डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा इज स्टिल फ्रेश इन योर मेमोरी undisturbed by time. So we are now reading from the fourth, fifth and sixth chapters of the first canto, which as a section is called Narada Vyasa Samvad. Fourth chapter is entitled Appearance of Sri Narada. Fifth as Narada's instruction on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. And sixth, conversation between Narada and Vyasa that we are kind of discussing right now. In one sense, these three chapters can be said to be a standalone Srimad Bhagavatam. On their own, just these three chapters in and of itself is extracting the essence of the Bhagavatam. The whole Bhagavatam is fluffing this whole concept that are presented herein. So, because this section defines the what, the why, and the how of Srimad Bhagavatam. What exactly is this Srimad Bhagavatam? Basically, it is a journey. Many years ago, about 10, 15 years ago, His Grace Burijan Prabhu, along with His good wife, Jagattarini Mataji, Prabhupada disciple, had visited Radha Gopinath Mandir. And he addressed the counselors in a 3-day seminar in Jeevi. At that time, Jeevi was only 5 acres. One run-down kind of a house with 2 big rooms, tiled. And next to that was a cow shed, a few cows. And one well, and one small temple dedicated to Lord Ganesh. So at that time he had gone there and he spoke on this. These 3 chapters, essence of these 3 chapters. And he entitled his talk, The Greatest Journey. The journey to perfection. The journey home. Back home, back to Godhead. So, actually, he was explaining how Narada is explaining herein his journey from the most insignificant parentage of just son of some unknown maid servant no high birth, no qualification, no high learning, not that is extremely beautiful physical features, from that insignificant parentage, in that very lifetime, he perfected his life to become an eternal associate of the Lord. Just because of Bhagavatam. Association of the person Bhagavats, the Bhaktivedantas, and in that surcharged devotional environment for just Chaturmas, 4 months, just by humbly, receptively, faithfully, eagerly, hearing them and serving them, he imbibed within his consciousness the knowledge to achieve the highest perfection of life. No journey is ever going to be successful without a goal. Imagine somebody is going on a journey and you ask him, where are you going? मुझे क्या मालूम मैं तो चला जिधर चले रास्ता मुझे क्या खबर है कहां मेरी मंजिल दिस इज ओके फॉर बॉलीवुड इन फ्रंट ऑफ द कैमरा जस्ट टू एनैक्ट समथिंग एंड देन गो टू देयर गोल टू देयर डेस्टिनेशन बट ए सीरियस जर्नी बिगिंस विद अ क्लियर गोल And the goal was very clearly and very, very brilliantly, brilliant in the sense of, you know, shining in front of him so clearly that nothing could become an obstacle for him. As it is said, obstacle is what you see when you lose track of the goal. Otherwise, obstacles become stepping stone. To actually achieve the goal. No obstacle. Toime ananya vishaya matir madhupate asakrit. Ratim udvahata madha gangai vaughamadhanmati. Goal, when the goal shines forth in front of the pilgrim's eyes, every situation, anukulyasa sankalpo, pratikulyasa varjanam, becomes a wonderful facility to move towards the goal. And when we, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurunandan, when there is lack of clarity of the goal, then Purijan Prabhu very nicely said, how will you ask direction if you don't have a goal? Suppose you stop your car and say, which direction should I go, left or right? He said, kidhar ja rahe pehle batao. Otherwise, how can I give you direction? Without a goal, sometimes you go left, sometimes you go right. Sometimes you go left, sometimes you go right. In this way, you will be left, and that is not right. This is what he said. It kind of struck me so deeply. Bahushakhai anantascha buddhayo avyavasayina. So, journey, before we begin, we need to take an inventory. An inventory of where we are and where we need to go. And what's the distance that we need to cover, how much time we have, what kind of resources is at our disposal. Without properly considering these things, we can't think that the person is serious in his journey. We have to be very clear. What are the resources at our disposal? What's the distance? What's favorable? What's unfavorable? So, we, right now at this stage, this insignificant 1/10,000 tip of a hair jiva, tightly bound by Maya, with a very fragile Kali Yuga body and the Kali Yuga environment, has planned to go to Golok Vrindavan with all our faults, with all our shortcomings, with all our limitations. Dare we say, Bhagavad Dham Jara? This is the audacity of Kali Yuga creature. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlava prashantatma koti shupi mahamune. Even liberated souls, since time immemorial, have not been able to achieve it, struggling and struggling, bahunam janmanam ante. Look at the ego of Kali Yuga people. So, it's a long internal journey. Journey home, but journey within. It's an internal journey. And this journey has Saat Samundar Par and so many mountains, so many jungles infested with ferocious animals. Anytime ready to devour. It's actually a very difficult journey. Manushyanam sahasreshu kash. Very rarely some people decide to take up this journey. Just by hearing about it, they say, anyone who's going, best of luck. Only a fool can say, I'll take this up and I'll just kind of make it, you know. So, it's an internal journey. Journey from Mrityu Samsara Vartmani to Apavarga Vartmani. Ashraddha Dhanaha Purusha Dharmasya Asya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante. Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Vartmani means two roads. One road leading to Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Jathareshayanam. Why? Ashraddha dhanaha purusha dharmasya asya.
Because they have no faith in the transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge means knowledge beyond the three modes. Absolutely no faith in the existence of self, in the existence of God, what to speak of spiritual world. That is material consciousness. Material consciousness means only matter matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing, no spirit, no spirit soul, no life after death, no supreme spirit, no spiritual world. So mrityu samsara vartmani, from that path to apavarga vartmani, satam prasangat mamavirya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha tajyoshanad ashu apavarga vartmani shraddha ratihi bhakti anukramishyati. So it's all a question of shraddha. Adau shraddha, this process begins with the journey of faith. I have no idea, but I have faith that that place exists. How? Because I see this person Bhagavat, he is living on that platform of spirit. And his words have that potency to infuse in my heart the power of giving me the faith of seeing the unseen, of experiencing the inconceivable. So this Shraddha, it's a journey of faith. A journey from Kama to Prema. From so much focus on the self. You know? Actually a path to hell to a path to the spiritual world. Trividham narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodha tatha lobha tasmadetat. This is a journey. This is one path of kama, completely focus on the self, to exclusive focus on Krishna. Man mana mag bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Complete focus on the self, egoistic selfishness, to complete selfless, humble, eternal servitude. A journey from who we think we are to who we actually are. Who we think we are. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balavan, sukhi. 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita describes the biography of all of us, autobiography, without writing. Everyone's biography is summarized there. More or less, little detail varies. To who we actually are. Gopi bhartur padakamalayor das dasa. Naham vipro nacha narpati napi vaisho na shudru. Naham varni nacha. No designation of the body. Absolutely. Gopi bhartur padakamalayor das dasanu das. It means this journey is a journey of transformation to the core, to the most inner, deepest, subtlest level, a transformation. This transformation may take millions of lifetimes. It can happen in 1 second. Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavana jeev Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata beej. So Narada Muni is explaining that this apparently impossible journey could be easily achieved within one lifetime just because of Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavatam. the journey to perfection of life. Next in this chapter is why Srimad Bhagavatam? Interestingly, the impetus for Bhagavatam was dissatisfaction. Deep dissatisfaction. Just as the impetus for Bhagavad Gita was despondency. What should I do? What's the right thing? What's truly beneficial for me? Born out of that deep, deep despondency was Bhagavad Gita. And born out of that deep, deep dissatisfaction was Srimad Bhagavatam. Takes you to the ultimate satisfaction. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Complete satisfaction. Complete. So till that dissatisfaction of the world, only those who are nadhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, vajag, none of this can satisfy me. Is there something? Only those fortunate and rare souls who have, by Krishna's inconceivable mercy, Guru and Vaishnava's mercy, have developed that kind of deep dissatisfaction within the core of their heart. For them, from that dark tunnel, Bhagavatam is like the sun. Madeka bandho, mat sangi, mat guru, man badashaya, man nistarka, mat bhagya, madananda namostute. Such a person cannot but give up Bhagavatam. They cannot give up Bhagavatam. That's his friend in this journey. Madeka bandho. My associate, mat sangi, my friend, mat guru, he will guide me through this sunlight. Man mahadhana, my greatest treasure in this journey. Man nistaraka, my only deliverer. Mat bhagya, my good fortune. Mat ananda, my only bliss. Namostute. That's why Vaishnavanam Priyam. Bhagavatam is like life and soul of Vaishnavas. To call oneself a Vaishnava and not have Srimad Bhagavatam at home. Bhadra Purnima is coming, so this is good promotional campaign. Good platform. Not only having one, if you have one, donate one. Your bhakti will become Bhadra. And your life will become Purnima. Full manifestation, effulgent moonlight, soothing moonlight. So, the why of Srimad Bhagavatam is also so graphically and so clearly brought out. And then, the how of Srimad Bhagavatam. How does it help us in our journey? That is why, very mercifully, Naraji has explained his own journey. His own journey. The only thing that happened in that journey, anyway, before that, it's interesting, Bhurijan Prabhu was explaining. He said, in spiritual life, when we come to spiritual life, what he said was, we have a conception of a lollipop land. Now that I am chanting Hare Krishna, no worry, no tension, no anxiety, perfect wife, chaste, obedient, children, Prahlad, Dhruva, money raining from the sky. You just have to hold your, you know. You just go like the rain, it rains and you just hold it. Health will be perfect. You know? And today's Kali Yuga, six packs. And very early, and I'll be jogging my home, back to Godhead. So this is the conception. Because we have come from material consciousness. Sukha sampati ghara ave kashta mite tanaka jai Jagadish Hare. And so therefore, even in spiritual life, there is this conception that everything will be smooth and nice. Because I have taken shelter of Krishna, the supreme controller, proprietor. Mare Krishna rakhe ke. Rakhe Krishna mare ke. Now I have surrendered to the supreme authority. Who dares touch me? With this understanding, we begin our journey. But then, or sometimes we advertise like that. Burujan Prabhu was telling him, he had been to Delhi, he saw, read Gita for a tension-free life. But after hearing the Gita, Arjuna was in another level of tension to fight with the Kauravas. Apparently impossible task. Right in the beginning it is described. Unlimited army of the Kauravas. Very limited army of the Pandavas. Powerful soldiers. Everything. Practically impossible. And sometimes you say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Jab se shuru kiya. Aap to bole the, sab thik thak rahega. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Not the kind of happiness that is promoted and advertised in the world out there. Sukham atyantikam yattad buddhi grahyam atindriyam veti yatna chaivayam sitas chalati tatvatah yadga yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tatah yasmin sthitona dukhena gurunapi vichalyate yasmin sthitah na dukhena gurunapi. Extreme troublesome situation in life, anyone else would have completely broken and shattered. This person is going on. Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, the Pandavas, forget about all them. Brajvasis, the ultimate devotees of Krishna. You don't see everyone is relaxed in Vrindavan. Everyone is in tremendous anxiety. Yashoda Mai is in, every day there is some demon attacking and there is a fear. Kamsa is sending this demon today. And suddenly Arishtasur comes. Many women had miscarriages. Everyone was running here and there. Practically every day there was a demon. Some troubling the coward boys, some stealing away the cow, troubling the whole Brajavasis. Imagine in Govardhan Leela, what was the anxiety? This rain is nothing. In Kolhapur, we recently had a flood. You know? But that's nothing compared to pillars of, you know, rain sent by the Samvartaka clouds. So, Yashoda Mai, tremendous anxiety every moment. This Krishna is so mischievous. A cow may hurt him by, you know, through their horns or thorns, you know, or the monkeys may scratch him. So she tied him and along with the ukhal also he went and, you know, did the mischief. She was in tremendous anxiety. The gopis are ready to go to hell eternally just to relieve Krishna's headache for a moment. ready to go to hell. This is Vrindavan. Welcome to Hare Krishna world. You want to enter? You are warned. We also see in the Srimad Bhagavatam the understanding of auspiciousness. Mangal, amangal. Shubh, ashubh. For a devotee, any situation is auspicious if that situation helps to take shelter of the remembrance of the Lord, of devotion to the Lord, and of taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Then that situation is auspicious. Whether it is inauspicious or auspicious materially. In the material world, auspiciousness means you get a lot of wealth, everything is going exactly how you want it. And inauspicious means you get terrible disease, some deep crisis, so many types of crisis in life. But if that situation, Narada teaches from his life, his mother died. She was the only one in his life. He was just 5 years old. But because he saw everything, Chakshudan Dilojai Janme Janme Prabhu Se, he saw through the eyes of the knowledge that the Bhaktivedantas had given him. He saw it as a door opening to realization of the nature of this material world. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, Padam Padam Vipadam. And the only way, Maam Eva Ye Prapadyante, Maya Metam Tarantide. He took that, the greatest calamity of his life practically, as the greatest benediction. Very easy to speak this, sitting on a Vyasasan, after a nice breakfast. But when actually going through it, to even talk like this, unimaginable. Tattenu kampam sushamikshamano, bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam, haradvagvapur bhirvidadhan namaste, jivetayo muktipade saddaya bhak. This person is a rightful heir to that goal that he is pursuing. Repeatedly, auspicious, inauspicious. Auspicious. First of all, his life became inauspicious in his previous life when he was cursed from a Upadevata, Upabarhana, from a Gandharva, surrounded by, he had beauty, he had wealth, he had opulence, he had wonderful associates, female associates. He was really enjoying and cursed to come on the planet Earth of an insignificant parentage. He was cursed. Was it a curse? In one sense, yes. But that curse humbled him. Earlier he went to Harikirtan as Upabarhana, but he could not appreciate the association of the Prajapatis and the importance of Harikirtan. But he was cursed to come to a position where he could appreciate the association of devotees. Insignificant pair, nothing to be proud of. Life is nothing but a handful, a fistful of the Sanchita Karma, go down we have. One fist Mayadevi takes and ek life. There is sare karmon ka ek life. Is one fistful. So that curse was a blessing. Then he had a blessing. He happened to meet Bhaktivedantas. But then he was cursed. The Bhaktivedantas left. It was inauspicious. His mother died. But he turned into auspiciousness by moving to north. That means in his journey to what he had heard as ultimate goal. So it was auspicious, inauspicious. Good days, bad days. Happy days, sad days. Healthy days, sick days. Honorable days, dishonorable days. He went through life. Dvandva mohena bharata. This life is word of dvandva. It is foolish. It's childish to think that these dvandvas won't come. He went through life. He went through terrible forests of thorns. He went through gold mines, silver mines. Neither was he repelled nor was he attracted. Why? Because his goal was fixed. Heavenly situations, well, people will respecting him, honoring him, serving him, providing him so much facilities. And he went through very dangerous deep forests. But it did not deter him because he was focused on the goal. What was the opportunities that, or what are the advantages that he had that helped him in this journey? Two things. The Shastra and the devotees. The book Bhagavat, the knowledge, as the Bhaktivedantas were leaving, they Chakruhu Kripam Yadyapi Tulya Darshanaha. They gave that knowledge, and Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the same knowledge Krishna gave to Arjun in the four verses of the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarvam Pravartate. It is the same knowledge that Lord Krishna gave to Brahma in the beginning of creation. Ahameva Asameva Agre Nanyadyat Sadasat Param. They gave him Bhagavatam. They gave him the road map of this journey. And they gave their association. These two were the turning points. These two were the greatest advantage that he received to facilitate his journey to be successful. Recently we celebrated Srila Prabhupada's 125th appearance anniversary. This whole year, because of pandemic, we could not celebrate in a big way, and thankfully GBC said that this whole year we can celebrate it. So, we are also so fortunate. As much as Narada, Kalau Shudra Sambhava, all of us are like that by default. And we also have the good fortune of associating with Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He has also given us the Bhagavatam. So, what is the role of an Acharya? Who is Srila Prabhupada? I mean, unless we know who he is and what his contribution is, we may not take up the journey seriously. Because we do not understand what kind of an opportunity we have received. We may take it for granted. Because so many people are coming. It's only by mercy of Prabhupada that thousands of Vaishnavas we see gathered in one place. Otherwise, Vaishnavas are like dancing white elephants. Prabhupada said, dancing white elephants. What did he mean when you say the European and American devotees, Vaishnavas, are dancing white elephants? Elephants are so rare. Imagine if an elephant comes in Bombay. Generally, dogs, pigeons, nobody cares. If a zebra comes, somebody may say, kya hota hai? Sirf textbook mein dekha hun. Nursery mein, Z for zebra. Hota kya hai? Patti kaisa hota hai uska? But if an elephant comes, maybe old people say, are dekha hua hai. Young children will run to the balcony. Mama, bhakti te, hati ala. But old people will say, are circus mein dekha hai, zoo mein dekha hai, Purani Bagh mein bhi dekha hai. So they may be busy in their work. But if a white elephant comes, even the old men, they say, safed wala, chalo ek baar dekh leta hun bhai, pata nahi kitne saal jiyunga. Kal main bol sakta hun mere poton ko, are safed hathi dekha tha humne Bombay mein. But imagine on Chowpatty, few white elephants come and all the elephants raise their legs and wag their tails and raise their trunk and start dancing. Even dead man will rise up. Ek baar dekh ke phir ja dunga bhai wapas. 6 feet below the ground. So, Vaishnavas are so rare in this world. Manushyanam sah. Vaishnavas are very rare. Like elephants. Ek do namune idhar udhar milte. True Vaishnavas. White Vaishnavas? European Vaishnavas? Very difficult. Lechas, Yavanas. What to speak of? A dozen of them with beautiful saffron robe and, you know, effulgent tilak and kanthi mala and holding mridanga and kartal and dancing. Unimaginable. No wonder in 1970s 20,000 people came to attend the Pandal program here at Cross Maidan, not to see Prabhupada, but to see a dancing white elephants. The American Vaishnava banaya, and thus appreciating that man, this old 70-year-old Indian gentleman, kaunsa jadu ka chhadi hai iske paas? Which kind of a magic wand he has, which he touched, and these white elephants, first of all, they became elephants, they started white, and then they're dancing. Just as when the prostitute in touch with Haridas Thakur became a Vaishnavi, people from all over would come to see that prostitute. Earlier also people would come, but for a different purpose. But now great devotees would come to see that prostitute. And heart of their heart appreciate the power of Haridas Thakur. The devotion, the devotional miracle of Haridas Thakur. What an amazing personality. That by his association of just small association, short association, this low-hearted and evil-minded, actually, because she was sent by Ramchandra Khan, was transformed into an amazing Vaishnavi. So that is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada explains right at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, fourth verse, Rishaya Harshavanaka, who is a Rishi? Who is an Acharya? The three significant qualities that Srila Prabhupada mentions there, somehow I like this because I made it into an acronym, triple C formula of an Acharya. How do you judge an Acharya or a great Rishi? The first is genuine concern for the sufferings of others and the welfare of others. Concern. Paradukha dukhi.
वैष्णव जन तो तेने कहिए जे पीढ़ पर आए जाने रे.
सिटिंग इन वृंदावन परफेक्टली हैप्पी रिस्पेक्टेड एंड ब्लिसफुली चैंटिंग राइट एट द फीट ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी इन राधा दामोदर टेम्पल. But his heart was crying out with concern for the sufferings of the world who are dying in ignorance. He just could not sit. His concern was so much that he could not sit in that place. Just like it is said, when Shaubari Muni saw the two fish coming together, he felt a little agitated. But it became so much that he actually jumped out of that lake in Yamuna and he actually went out. He did not sit there and think about something. He actually acted upon it. Similarly, in a, that was a perverted kind of a thing. Here is the real stuff. This is, here is genuine concern. But that concern was not simply intellectual. It was very realistic. Therefore, he left Vrindavan to bring Vrindavan to everyone and thus bring everyone to Vrindavan. To appreciate what really Vrindavan is. What is this Vrindavan consciousness, super consciousness of the supra mind, which elevates us from wherever we are. Instantly, we could actually go to Vrindavan. I was discussing this morning, we had a small talk about Japa, one group was there. Everyone was online because of the pandemic. And we were discussing how Krishna gives us the ultimate online. You know, like Vyasdev gave Doordarshan by his mercy to Sanjay. Sit in Hastinapur, but you watch online what is going on in the Kurukshetra. This was the original online. Zooming in. Not only seeing, not only hearing, even understanding what they were thinking in their mind. That kind of access was given. But this is a subtle matter. But truly spiritual vision. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridesh. In 1 second, put the password Hare Krishna Mahamantra and you access the spiritual world. The pastimes going on in the spiritual world. Golok Vrindavan Dham, as Uddhava experienced. As soon as, while discussing with Vidura, he just remembered Krishna and he went into stunned situation. His heart went into Vrindavan. He was actually experiencing Goloka. And then after a long time, he actually came back. This was real online, not virtual. It is Achintya Bheda Bheda, virtual but fully real. Realer than the real. More real than the real. This is really real. Vastava Vastu. As Bhagavad says. So first is that concern. And second is that deep conviction. That only Bhagavatam. Only Bhagavatam. Can actually deliver people. The Bhagavat knowledge. Bhagavan. Bhakta and Bhakti. This is the only reality. Everything is more or less an illusion. This is the only reality. And that's why he wrote the Bhagavatam, he carried the Bhagavatam, he spoke the Bhagavatam, he lived the Bhagavatam. Because he lived the Bhagavatam, people could immediately relate to what he spoke. Because they could see that. They could see a role model, a person Bhagavat. Therefore, book Bhagavat was much easier for them to appreciate and accept. and the conviction with which he saw through all these superficialities and pierced to the essence. Nothing could impress him. Nothing of this world, nothing of this material creation could impress Prabhupada. Because he was Brajvasi at heart. Only Krishna. He was looking Krishna everywhere. Like Prabhupada was taken to one, while on a morning walk, they took him to one backyard kind of a thing, you know, like where people were just putting up their, you know, waste, put on the street. And that they took a wrong turn. And the devotees were so embarrassed and said, "Sorry, Srila Prabhupada, you know, we brought you to this street." Said, "Oh, you don't see? We are in Vrindavan. We are in the spiritual world. Spiritual world." That's what he was seeing, because he went there not to be impressed, but to impress upon them the importance of Krishna consciousness. He was serving his guru there. You know, Narayana para na kutashchana, swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshana. Whether he was in America, whether he was in Vrindavan, whether he was in wherever he was doing only one thing, serving Krishna and serving Krishna by the form of sharing Srimad Bhagavatam. That was his only purpose. As Narada says, "Earlier I left home and went to the jungle in search of God." But Prabhupada writes, "Today Narada, wherever he goes, he makes that place into Vrindavan. He converts that place into spiritual world." And that was Srila Prabhupada. Forget about walking. He just glanced at this place from Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. And he impregnated this place with devotion. For those who can appreciate. So, conviction. And the third thing is compassion. Concern may be there. There are so many people who are concerned. But when the feelings manifest externally in practical action, what is the difference between a daydreamer and a person who actually achieves his dream? Both dream, but one acts upon the dream. So Prabhupada was sitting in that park bench and thinking, there are temples all over the world, there are books being distributed all over the world, there are thousands of devotees all over the world. Now we can also sit Mungeri Lal ke Haseen Sapne. I don't know, I don't see the younger people laughing. Because when in our student days we had this serial, and every serial there was this Mungeri Lal, village fellow, and suddenly he starts dreaming, and every dream is one episode. And how he dreams, first his eyes goes, you know, he just kind of goes like that. So then you know, and they kind of shake the screen. That means, abhi sapna hai. And there he sees, he becomes a king, he becomes this and that, and he has, you know, the topmost Bollywood actress coming and, you know, taking his signature, whatever. Sapne mein kya lena? Kya? Impossible. You can dream of anything. So there are so many people who dream. So Srila Prabhupada dreamt. Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Shachisutab Krishna Bhakti De Thai Thai. Sei Se Mahanta Guru Jagatera Madhe Uru. He has given me this order. I will bring. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "What a misfortune that a book like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is still not accessible to the whole world." Srila Prabhupada fulfill that dream of Bhakti Siddhanta, of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. When will the day be when all these Europeans and Americans and everyone all over the world will come and chant here, "Jai Sachinandana"? Like generations struggling to bring the Ganga down to benefit the whole world, Bhagirath achieved it. Everyone is glorious in that parampara, but somebody actually did it ultimately. And therefore Gangaji is called Bhagirathi. So the dream of the previous acharyas, Prithivite Ache Jata Nagaradigra, was fulfilled by that personality. He is the Bhagirath who brought the Ganga, Sakrat Gita Amrita Snanam Samsara Malanashanam. He made Ganga, wherever Bhagirath went, Ganga was following. Srila Prabhupada, wherever he went, Bhagavad Gita Jashiya Hai Tashi. Sakrat Gita Amrita Snanam Samsara Malanashanam. He was taking the message of Gita. And like Narada Muni, he was traveling. Wherever he went, he had no plan. He was inspired by the Lord within. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. I am him. You inspire me, I will go. Wherever Lord Chaitanya wanted, Srila Prabhupada went, spoke the Gita, distributed the message of the Gita and the Bhagavat. This is an acharya. And how fortunate we are that we have come so close to an acharya. We can see his video. We don't have video of Narottamdas Thakur giving a lecture. Imagine if we had that first Gaur Purnima video where Narottamdas Thakur organized and, you know, everyone came. And if we had a special video, we could have seen Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu also coming. Oh, that requires special, you know, drishtikon. So, what is the contribution of these acharyas? Through their own journey to heart attacks, so many difficulties, poverty, so many allegations that these are CIA agents. Sometimes some of the allegations were from his very close God brothers also, some of them who did not understand and appreciate what he was trying to do. So they warn those on the path of perfection about all the thorns, inconveniences, the wild animals that you may be attacked, and the snakes that they will face on their path. Don't think the path, this journey is very, you know, like a cakewalk. Prabhupada personally demonstrated. Actually he says, I was wondering that I have taken sannyas. Did I do the right thing? Prabhupada mentions in his one talk. So sometimes, you know, we go through some long phases of very dry region in our life journey. And really wondering, did I make the right choice? Did I do the right thing in actually deciding to chant? Or deciding to do this, take up this whole process? They never lose enthusiasm, but rather it keeps increasing as they go on facing difficulties. In fact, the spirit of the acharyas, the more difficulties, the more, just like kshatriyas. Kshatriyas, they go and, you know, they take the bow and arrow. They don't say, pahle tu. You know, like warm up. Today I will send you to the abode of Yamaraj. Today jackals will feed. Thoda, hey, kya bola tu? Then they take up there, you know. And when they see blood, then they start. Anyone sees blood, then they drop everything and run away. But when the kshatriyas see blood, they are in their elements. Similarly, the acharyas, the preachers, when they see a position, that means there is some substance that you are giving. Because people don't like it. People may not appreciate it. So they demonstrate that enthusiasm. They are very careful about avoiding selfishness, idleness, and fear does not touch them. Even the whole world against me, I shall go on, even if one person is benefited. This is their consciousness. Even if one person becomes Krishna conscious, I can oppose and face the whole world. Selfishness means bhajanandi. Even amongst preachers, mai ho gaya, mera bhajan ho gaya. But the acharyas are goshthyanandi. They take pleasure. That's why Krishna says, I love them. They are so dear to my heart. Yaidam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu vidhasati. Nachatasmad manusheshu kaschidme priyakrittamah. They are so dear to me because they extend themselves. They are not selfish, just keeping it to themselves. They want to profusely distribute it. And the amazing part is, the more they give, the more they receive. They are not idle, happy with the worship and adoration of a few disciples. Devotees in late 60s were shocked when Prabhupada said, from New York, I'll go to Los Angeles on San Francisco. Sandra? Swamiji, I thought our family, hum do, hamare do, khushi rahenge hum log, New York mein, 22nd Avenue, aapka ho gaya, you be comfortable, we'll bring you something, you give a talk. No, Prabhupada was not there. Hey, I have the whole, in fact, Bhurijan Prabhu expressed, one time he traveled practically half the planet to meet just these two couple, just this one couple, Bhurijan Prabhu and Jagatar, just to encourage them who are preaching in this apparently God-forsaken place. You know. And there he actually expressed, actually my desire is to make the whole universe Krishna conscious. So Bhurijan Prabhu was telling, some people say, mera kya seva hai, kuch seva hi nahi hai mere liye. Till the at least whole Bombay becomes Krishna conscious, you have a lot of service. Are padosi nahi hai abhi, bahut time, bahut sara thing we have. Who says there is no seva? If you want to, enough seva. Pick up few books and go in the street and do something. Kuch nahi, mridang karta le lo, bajana bhi nahi aata hai, bajate raho, gaate raho. Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Gaate Raho, Aur Mridang Bajate Raho. And fear of atheistic allegations, envious people, selfish people, they are disturbed. They can't be happy. Because it disturbs them, it agitates them. Because you are disturbing and you are exposing in one sense. They don't like it. They are never under the control of materialistic leaders who have the power to punish. We see Ramanujacharya. We see all the great souls who were opposed by the, you know, leadership who could easily punish and control. Hiranyakashipu, who could be a more violent person than him? They face tremendous opposition and impediments, but they don't stop. So we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada these wonderful qualities. And also in this journey, nothing happens by accident. Everything that happens in our life is personally tailored by the Lord for our purification, if we have the right vision to see. Nothing happens accidentally. So that look for those little hints that Krishna is giving through every situation. It's not that one day a cloud will crack and some thunderbolts will come and say, Gopinath Das, आज से तू 18 माला शुरू कर, मैं कृष्ण बोल रहा हूं. Only comes I can hear such kind of thing, you fool. Even that is also, he could have taken that hint and become Krishna conscious. Nothing happens by chance or accidentally. What to speak of in the life of a devotee? We need to see what is the message that Krishna is trying to give through this. What is he trying to teach me? Rather than trying to find some material adjustments or trying to learn what exactly is Krishna trying to facilitate and help me in this journey with. So, now we come to the purport. I want to do some justice to the purport also. Very interesting point that Srila Prabhupada is making. As spirit is not annihilated even after annihilation of the material body, so also spiritual consciousness is not annihilated. And another thing, very interesting thing he says, consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body. Actually, the body is asat, achit and nirananda. It's dead. It's made up of bhumi, rapo, nalo, vayu, kham. That's all. And even mana, buddhi, ahankar is nothing but manifestation of the spirit through the body. Take out the spirit and the body is dead. But today, there is a pure spirit and there is a dead body. It's connected through the subtle body. As they say, na, the face is the index of the mind. Somebody is like this. Tu bada dukhi lag raha hai. Where does he say, I am dukhi? No, by face is an index through which indicates what is the consciousness that person is kind of facing or undergoing. The only thing that needs to be done is purify this consciousness. When the consciousness is purified, because spirit is eternal, matter is always dead. As soon as we identify with the body, we forget what we did exactly at this time. Yesterday, we may have to scratch our head. What to speak of 3 days back, 3 years back, we may forget. As Krishna says in the Gita, Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavacharjuna. Tani aham veda sarvani natvam veta parantapa. You are forgetting, and Prabhupada explains, because material body means forgetfulness. And spiritual body means remembrance. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, we are all actually spirit souls. Why do we forget Krishna? Why do we forget what we are supposed to do? Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunam karanam guna sangah asya sadasad dyoni janmash. In the 13th chapter, clearly it is said, what is the root cause? Purusha. Actually, we are also spiritual. Part and parcel of Krishna, qualitatively one with Krishna in terms of his potencies. Prakriti sthohi, when he comes into matter, material world, bhungte prakriti jan gunan. He wants to enjoy separately from the Lord. Karanam guna sangaha asya. So there is three coverings. Sattva, Raja and Tama. Karanam guna sangasya. Sad asad yoni janmashu. We forget everything. And we are moved by these three modes. They are like a puppet. We are moved. In the 14th chapter, first two verses are very important. Something similar to what we are reading today. Krishna says in the 14th chapter, first verse, Param bhuya mahabaho shunume paramam vachaha yajgyatva munayas sarve param siddhi mitogata. Sorry. Param bhuya pravakshami jnananam jnanam uttamam. Bhuya, again, I have told you 7th to 12th chapter, I have already told you what is most important, Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. Again, I am telling you in a very simple way. Param bhuya pravakshami, I am speaking, jnananam jnanam uttamam. This is the highest knowledge. Yaj gyatva munayas sarve, in the past, great souls, param siddhi, they achieved perfection of their journey. So what I am telling you in this 14th chapter, and Prabhupada writes, one should study the 14th chapter by philosophical speculation, not mental speculation. What is the difference between mental and philosophical speculation?
I think Shamanand Prabhu once in his Brahmachari class gave a nice example. He said, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. Philosophical speculation means to know, huh? So conclusion is clear, Krishna is the taste of water. Okay, so how is Krishna the taste of water? Let me do some analysis. This is philosophical speculation. Because you understand Krishna is the taste of water. Now you are understanding. How can I understand this logically, scientifically, clearly? Mental speculation is, Sachi mein ho sakta hai kya? Why? Or maybe he is not. Maybe this is very symbolic. Maybe it's nothing. That is mental speculation. So through philosophical speculation, when we understand this 14th chapter, what will happen? Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmyam agataha sarge pinopajayante pralayena vyathanticha. Exact same point that is Narada Muni is telling Vyasadev here. Idam jnanam upashritya. This 14th chapter knowledge that I am giving you, if you understand Arjun, what is 14th chapter? What are the three modes of nature? How do they act? How do they bind? How do they condition us? And how to get out of it? So, idam jnanam upashritya, mama sadharmyam agata. Qualitatively, you will achieve oneness with me. As much as Narada today can travel anywhere. He can go to the spiritual world. He can go to the material world. It doesn't have a material body of the three modes of nature. He has a Satchidananda body, qualitatively one with the Lord. So, idam jnanam upashritya, mama sadharmyam agata. You achieve my nature, absolutely my own nature, qualitatively. And therefore, what is the benefit? Sargepi na upajayante. You don't have to be created when the creation starts. Pralayena vyathanticha. The whole pralaya cannot disturb you. There are four types of pralaya described in the 11th canto. Nitya pralaya, naimittika pralaya, prakritika pralaya, and atyantika pralaya. Nitya pralaya means every day my body is dying and every day my body is being born. Does it make sense? Every day my body is dying, every day my body is being born. At birth, in childhood, the birth or the growth rate of the cells, because fresh body, growth rate is more than the death rate of the cells. Therefore, there is growth. In middle age, growth rate and death rate becomes, so there is steadiness. In old age, growth rate is reduced, death rate is increased. That's why when old people, when they have fracture, bahut mushkil hota hai. Bachchon ko band ke rakho, karte rahenge, khelte, they will be just dancing around, things get healed up. But later it is difficult. So actually death is happening every moment for the body. Birth is also happening every moment. So that is called nitya pralaya. So many things are dying, so many things are being born. Then there is naimittika, at the day of Brahma, sahasra yuga pariyantam mahariyat brahmano vidu. And when he goes to sleep, everything, if you neglect something, everything collapses. If you neglect a house, it just disintegrates. So when Brahma goes to sleep for one day or one night, everything is, there is a pralaya, there is partial pralaya. Then prakritika, which means when Brahmaji completes his 100 years and Mahavishnu breathes in, yasya ekanishvasita kalam, then it is called Mahapralaya. When it will come next, oh Bhagwan jane, Mahavishnu jane. Depends when he breathes out. If he decides not to, all the best. Then there is atyantika pralaya. One who understands, you are not this gross or the subtle body. You become indifferent. And you actually, that is, as they say, as Rupa Goswami says, Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilashvapi avasthasu jivan mukta sauchate. Such a person is actually liberated even within this body. For him, When the next creation comes, like Narada, he just comes as Brahma's son. Like his, from his mind, he's just coming, going wherever he wants with his transcendental veena. And then there is no need for Pralaya. Pralaya, he just disappears and he goes somewhere. Goes to another place where the service is there. And in the sixth chapter, coming back to the essential question. ठीक है प्रभु जी बहुत अच्छा प्रभु हमारे लिए क्या है इसमें काम की बातें करो प्रैक्टिकल बातें बोलो प्रैक्टिकल एप्लीकेशन थियरी बहुत अच्छा था अभी करना क्या है बोलो क्लास के बाद प्रसाद लेने के अलावा दिस इज डिस्क्राइब बाय कृष्णा इन द भगवद गीता इन द सिक्स चैप्टर इन द सिक्स चैप्टर अर्जुन बिकॉज ही इज वेरी सिंसियर एंड ही इज ऑल्सो वेरी सीरियस He is not as a hearing because you have to tick. You know, abhi Bhagavatam class mein attendance dena padega. Nahi to Prabhu ji kya sochenge? Log kya bolenge? Somehow I have to keep awake. Good enough. For us it is medicine. You know, like upagiyamana, nivritta tarshair upagiyamana. For Nivritta Trishna, Trishna means hankering. Those who have given up, for them it is Tushyanticha Ramanticha. It is their life. They can't live without it. 24 hours. Sote rao, utte rao, daant ghiste rao, Bhagavatam. For us, Bhava Ushadhi. For sadhakas, hey bhai, 10 baje bola tha, sawa 10 ho gaya. Ye khatam kyun nahi karta hai? Theek hai, pehle baat taali bajayen kya, jor se. So for us it is Bhava Ushadi Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Samja. Regular attendance in Srimad Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada is also very smart. He's not telling Nityam Bhagavata. Nityam attendance in the Bhagavatam class. For us it is medicine. And for others who are deeply attached to materialistic enjoyment, Krishna comes and dances with the gopis. Hey paise ka tula. Ye chahiye kya? Mereko bhi dance karna hai sabke saath. Achha, upar aa pehle. यहां थोड़ा महंगा पड़ेगा यहां नहीं चलेगा धर्माविरुद्ध हो भूतेशु कामोस्मि बट यू वांट टू एंजॉय रियली बड़ा पूरा यू वांट काइंड ऑफ फ्रीक आउट कम देयर दिस इज माय वर्ल्ड दिस इज वृंदावन यू वांट टू कम बट देन यू रियलाइज ही चीटेड यू डैंगल्ड द कैरेट एंड देन मेड यू वर्क एंड देन यू रियलाइज Like the thief who wanted to, he heard in a Bhagavatam class. Ke aisa ek Krishna bol ke hai, Yashoda maa usko kya sajati hai? Aise heere. So he was a little small time thief. Just to escape the police he had come and sat. And he was kind of hiding but hearing very attentively. He was awake because he couldn't go to sleep. He was watching so many. And he heard this story. And he somehow got attached. इसको अगर लूटा तो लाइफ टाइम कंफर्ट देन एज द प्रवचन कार वॉज गोइंग आउट उसको कॉलर पकड़ा ए बोला हाँ भाई जो दक्षिणा में इतना ही मिला है अरे दक्षिणा छोड़ एड्रेस बताओ उस बच्चे का किसका अरे वो बोल रहा था तो भागवतम में वृंदावन क्या वृंदावन अच्छा उसमें भी गोकुल अच्छा दिखता कैसा है नीले रंग का है ऐसा है वैसा पहनता क्या है ये है तो दिस फेलो वाज अंगूठा छाप ही रिमेम्बर्ड द एड्रेस बाप का नाम क्या नंद महाराज मां का नाम भाई भी है क्या हाँ बलदाऊ अच्छा ही वॉज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द फॉर्म ही वॉज रिमेम्बरिंग द नेम पता नहीं भूल जाएगा तो कृष्ण 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 कान्हा भी बोलते हैं सो ही रिमेम्बर्ड द ही वॉज चैंटिंग द नेम He was remembering the form and he was desperately hankering to meet him once. And when he went, he actually met. He was coming because he told, yahan baithna, yahan se wo, haak maar ke gaay ke piche jaate ho. And sure enough, in the evening, he saw. He went there and he kind of caught hold of him. And Krishna smiled at him, said, hey, what have you come here for this? Oh, my mummy will not allow. Bole nahi nahi karu. Theek hai, ek dunga, thoda dunga. But But he caught hold of Krishna. I don't know what happened to him. He just said, "Now I don't want that. I want you. I don't want that. I want you." This is the Manobhirama. For us who want adventure, who want romance, who want, you know, this kind of association, Krishna exactly does that. Just to attract. Like Prabhupada was speaking about Golok Vrindavan and they asked, Pura, you know, imagine these people are completely stoned, the drugs, and then they come and somehow, you know, stagger to the right place and sit there. And Prabhupada is talking about Golok Vrindavan. So, one fellow, completely, you know, drugged, he says, "Swamiji, how is Golok Vrindavan?" And Prabhupada said, "It is an ocean of LSD." "Acha? Tab to jana hai yaar udhar. Yaha mar mar ke dena padta hai, wo bhi police ka dar rehta hai. Wahan ocean of LSD. Piya bhang jaisa. Uthaya glass le, pi le. Just like we hear, ocean of milk, ocean of ghee, ocean of mango juice." So for hippies, ocean of LSD. It's a fact. Chintamani prakrasadmasu kalpavruksha. LSD mangega to LSD milega. But, like Dhruv Maharaj, jab karke ke baad, kya karna hai? Sirf jab karne ke baad, chant and be happy. Acha? Yeso? And then you realize, kya kaanch ke tukde ke liye aaya tha? Prabhu, aap mil gaye. Heera mil gaya. So actually, Manobhirama. For others, Krishna book. Imagine one devotee in Singapore was distributing a book. He was distributing books. And suddenly this strange looking man with hair standing like that and no hair here and special, you know, I said, and this person went and, you know, I think Devki Nandan Prabhu was mentioning this from Singapore. He was mentioning it. They went and he was showing him the book. And he said, "Hey man, you got picture of boobs. You got boobs picture? Boobs means, you know, female breasts." He's giving Bhagavad Gita and he's asking for, "You got boobs picture?" And he said, "Yeah, yeah, I have." He took out Krishna book and he showed Putna. You know, all Brajavasis are standing and here, mountain-like boobs. He said, "Okay, give me this book." He said, "I'm completely, you know, overwhelmed." And he immediately purchased this. Krishna gave, I mean, the devotee the intelligence. So, people want to enjoy in this world. For that also Krishna is there. It's interesting. Krishna is popular with everyone. Even the atheists, remember Krishna like Shishupal. Wo maja karta hai, but Gita mein bolta hai, tum log nahi karne ka. What kind of... So by, they remember still. Krishna is an enigma. He's an amazing person. Anyway, so I'm very soon going to end now. Because Arjuna is asking, we were discussing how is it relevant for us. Prabhuji, Narad Muni ka state 24 hours to nahi hoga. Humko Bhagavatam suna hua 2 ghante ke baad yaad nahi rehta. Abhi bolo, kya yaad kar sakte? Because you are telling, how did you remember the activity that happened in previous kalpa of Brahma? And Brahma went to sleep for millions of years. And now I am coming and telling, previous life mein aisa tha, uske pehle upabharana tha. How do you remember? We don't even remember this much. So we are not there, we just hear. So where is the journey for us? In the 6th chapter, Arjuna asked this. Oh Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly mindedness and thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? Somehow, by good association, we developed a desire and we took up the process. But somehow, because of not being so serious, we could not continue the process. And because of distractions and temptations, we kind of left the path. So neither here nor there, na ghar ka na ghat ka. So, O mighty Am Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence, fall away from both spiritual and material success, and perish like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere. इस संसार में भी भोग नहीं किया, उधर जाके उधर भी टिका नहीं, तो घर का ना घाट का. Suppose you did not achieve success इसी जीवन में, you know, विष्णु दूतास कमेंट से हरी बोल हो गया ना, सोलह माला हो गया, चल बैठ जाओ. That is okay. But if the Vaikuntha plane doesn't come, like Dhruva Maharaj, that means इधर का ना उधर का, you didn't enjoy anyway. This is the question. And Arjuna is telling, other than you, I want an authentic and authoritative answer. And no one can give a better answer than you. My process lay around. Somehow if I did not complete, will I lose out? Am I nowhere? It's a very serious question for a serious transcendentalist. On our behalf, Arjuna has already asked this. And just five verses Krishna says. These five verses, this is from 40, 41, 42, 43, 44 and 45. So powerful and so hope-giving. Partha naiveha na amutra vinashas tasya vidyate nahi kalyanakrit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. He says, O son of Pritha, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities, this is the auspicious activity, does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world, which means potentially whatever you are doing is an eternal activity. It is Sanatana Dharma. The Sanatana Jiva has a Sanatana relationship with the Sanatana Lord in the Sanatana sky. To be reconstituted in that position, which means to do devotional service. Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti are transcendental. Even though you may apparently forget, but what you have done is eternally to your credit. That's why Srila Prabhupada was asked once in the very beginning years of his movement, how many pure devotees are there? And Prabhupada asked, how many are there? Database mein kitne dekho? Prabhupada itne. So many pure devotees. Pure devotees? Potentially. Tyaktva sudharmam charanam bhujam harer. Bhagavatam also says this. And even Narada Muni is going to tell this later. So then, there are two types of yogis. Of course, yogis, of the other yogis, the bhakti yogi is the highest because it's the easiest, simplest, safest and sweetest. The process of bhakti. So there are two types. Just 30% mark prapt kiya bas. Prabhuji, 35 kaisa aana hai bolo bas. Somebody achieved only 35%. Somebody made it almost like 92, 98 percentile. But they didn't complete it. So what will happen to them? First he speaks about the beginners who did it for a few years and then left the process. Prapya punya kritam lokan ushitva shashvati samaha shuchinam shrimatam gehe yoga bhrashto abhija. Yoga bhrashta. He could not achieve. But still, because he did something, prapya punya kritam lokan. Very, very pious people. Where do they go? Heavenly planets. And how long do you stay there? Ushitva shashvati sama. Thousands of years. You enjoy. Urvashi, Moinika, Ramba, enjoy. No problem. Wonderful drink, somras. Intoxicating, but not indulging you into the mode of passion. But enhancing your punya. Can you imagine drink and increase punya? That is heavenly planets. Here you drink, literally you go into the gutter. But there you drink, you become more pious. So, ushitva shashvati samaha. Then, shuchinam shrimatam gehe. And even when you chine punye, after you finish, when you come back, you will come in shuchinam. Shuchinam means very pure families, a very brahminical, sattvic kind of lifestyle, those who are leading that family. Or shrimatam, very aristocratic, very, very rich, very well-to-do, very wealthy. At least there is no anxiety for your basic maintenance. Sometimes people, because of their situation, are not able to continue the process of divorce. That is not an idea. You already are in a pious family, which will encourage you to engage in pious activities. Beta, jay jay bol beta, uthte hi. Sab bhagwan ke sab, chalo, jay jay bolo, prabhu ji ko jay jay bolo. They are very pious. So automatically you are engaging in some pious activity, giving in charity, doing some yajna, home and devotional activities. And Srimatam, very happy, no anxieties. Comfortably you can do, if at all you take up. But there is a chance that because of piety, as Kunti Devi says, Janma Ishwarya Shuta Sribhir, one can become very proud and look at the poor devotees, Vaishnavas. Bechare. Inko samajh mein bhi nahi aata hai, kya kar rahe hai. We understand what is pious activity. We do this yajna, we do this homa, we do this puja. You can get distracted. But if you are fortunate, we take up the process. But highly advanced, athava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam, etad hi durlabhataram loke janma yadidrisham. If they are highly advanced in this very lifetime, they are born in families which are already Acharya or Goswami families. Goswami means, you know, they are engaging in devotional activities, Acharyas. Our Rajavihari Prabhu, Venugopal Acharya. Their parents and their ancestors worshipping deities. So they are like Acharya, natural gurus, like Brahmana. They are gurus, spiritual masters. And because of Prabhupada mentions few words, he says, learned and devoted by tradition and training. They are naturally learned and devoted by tradition, samskaras, and training. They are trained because their family is already worshipping the deities. But unfortunately, in today's day and age, they have all degraded because of leaving the tradition and not pursuing the training with full understanding. So the thoughtful, intelligent generation of the next, you know, level, when they ask, they don't get proper answer, and therefore they are giving up. They are giving up this process. So Prabhupada explains, they have the potential advantage. Then he says, yeah, what happens when they are born in such families? Tatratam buddhi sanyogam labhate paurvadehikam. On taking such a birth, he revives the divine consciousness of his previous life. This is what we are talking about. Divine consciousness of the previous life. You may have forgotten, but he revives because he is born in a favorable environment. He again tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success, O son of. Example is King Bharat. Bharat was a highly advanced person. He had almost achieved the stage of bhava. But then unfortunately he got distracted by a deer. And then he fell away. While dying he was remembering the deer. So he was born as a deer. But divine consciousness remained. And his next life, when he was born as Jada Bharat, born in a very highly devoted family. Father was an exalted Brahmana. He wanted to train him. But he knew that I don't want to get caught up. In the rituals, he understood the principles. There are two aspects of spirituality. Rituals and the spirit and the ritual make spiritual. The yogis, advanced people who are born in their next generation also, they are attracted not by the externals. They are attracted by the core principles of yoga. We see Srila Prabhupada's followers from the West, from everywhere. All of them, when they write their biographies, whether Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Jananivas Prabhu, and so many others, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, in their life, they were, that's what, it is the next one. It says, 44th verse, Purva Bhyasena Tenaiva Hriyate Hi Avashopi Saha. Very beautiful, important verse. Hriyate means attracted, Avashopi. Unknowingly they are attracted to the principles of yoga, not to the external ritual. They are not enamored or impressed by the karmakandi ritualistic thing. They want the essence. Sometimes they appear to reject the so-called external spirituality. But when the proper thing is given to them, naturally they are attracted. Like we hear Radhanath Maharaj in his book, he says, I was not attracted to sitting on the table, wanting to sit down, sleep on the ground. You know, naturally attracted to searching for this, understanding why the things happen. It's there somewhere, but that needs to be fanned. So by virtue of divine consciousness of the previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Even they don't know why they are not inclined to their friends who are engaging in all kinds of things. They say, isme kuch dam nahi yaar, pata nahi kyun. Even they don't know. But Krishna knows, and Krishna has given them that taste. And that divine consciousness is there, therefore they are not attracted. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. They are not caught up by the rituals. They want the essence. And Krishna concludes this section of this particular aspect by saying, Prayatnad yatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishah anek janma samsiddhas tato yati parangati. And when the yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed off of contaminations, then ultimately achieving perfection after many, many births of practice, he attains the supreme goal. After many, many lifetimes of practice, but by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, patra apatra na dekhe sthana sthan, jai jaha paaye taha kare premadan. Papi tapi jato chilo hariname uddharilo, tar sakshi jagaye madhaye. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate. We are come at a special window slot where high discount is available. Yeh window jyada der nahi kholega. Aur jyada ek hi window hai bas. Bahut sare window mein ek hi window. So in Kali Yuga, this special window is there when Lord Chaitanya comes. You know? So many, many lifetimes, even for yogis like Bharat Maharaj, achieved the state of bhava. He had to take two lives. And that too, second life, he had to be really careful. But here we find, he pays just by the association of the Bhakti Vedantas and hearing the Bhagavat. So in this way, in this particular section, these three beautiful chapters, 4th, 5th and 6th, so wonderfully and so mercifully, Naraji is explaining to Vyasadeva the need and the importance and the significance and the value of Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially hearing it in the association of favorable environment of devotional energy and service to the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna.